S. But it wasn't until he turned full-time to comic fiction that his career took off. Woodhouse was a prolific and tireless writer, churning out short stories, plays, and novels at an astonishing rate for his entire life, in a career that lasted a breathtaking 75 years. His stable of literary characters included the sly, smooth Smith, the charming and affable Uncle Fred Ickenham, Lord Emsworth, Pongo Twistleton, and the rest of the habitués of Blandings Castle, the plot lines of which often involved very large pigs, Madeline Bassett, Bingo Little, Catsmeat Potter Purbright, Mr. Mulliner, and many, many others, none more beloved than the foppish gentleman of leisure, Bertie Wooster, and his unflappable and brainy manservant, Jeeves. In addition to his literary fiction, Woodhouse was also a contributor to or writer of both plays and musicals, for which he provided both dialogue and lyrics, working with such Broadway luminaries as Guy Bolton and Jerome Kern. In the early 30s, Woodhouse fled England for France to avoid burdensome British taxes and was taken prisoner by the Germans in 1940. Released after a 1 year's imprisonment, Woodhouse was forced to remain in Germany and was persuaded by his captors to make radio broadcasts